This is Jefferson Weaver with UCCN Local News for Wednesday, August 26th. Two suspects are now in custody for the July 6th gunfight in Whiteville that barely missed a toddler. Kondarian Gaddy was arrested last night on charges of assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, discharging a firearm into a dwelling, and other felonies. Shamar Johnson was jailed a few days after the incident on five counts of discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling. This is a developing story. We will have updates later on our website. Whiteville police have arrested a man suspected in an August 15th sexual assault. James Edward Williams, age 43, of 106 Chapin Street in Chadron, was being held under no bond. He's charged with three counts of second-degree forcible sex offense and felony breaking and entering. Williams is alleged to have broken into a home in Barbcrest Apartments to attack the woman, according to warrants. He also faces larceny charges for having allegedly stolen 22 cases of beer from the Murphy USA gas station in July. Marcus Falk is recovering after he was shot on Burkett Street in Whiteville on Sunday. WPD has identified a suspect in that case. Look for more on this story on our website. Deborah Dahl's animal cruelty case was continued to October 1st in district court when she went before Judge Tuesday. She faces two felony and 19 misdemeanor counts of cruelty to animals. More than 75 dogs were seized from her Hallsboro home in July, then returned when an assistant district attorney failed to follow a judge's orders. 14 of the dogs died while being transported to rescues or being treated for chronic health conditions. County commissioners will hold a public hearing on September 15th on proposed changes to the county subdivision ordinance. The changes were requested by the county at the August 25 meeting due to concerns about lot sizes and density. The county mosquito trucks are hard at work trying to control the annual invasion of those bloodsuckers. The county is operating two trucks every day. Health Department Director Daniel Buck said that residents with mosquito problems should contact County Environmental Health. Speaking of the Health Department, the agency will be hosting a food drive on September 4th starting at 10:30 a.m. You can meet Health Department staff, pick up some healthy groceries, and find out about other opportunities while you're in the area. The Health Department is located at 304 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. Whiteville City Council approved a request last night to change the parking lot ordinance in an effort to improve stormwater absorption. Retson Companies had asked to change the code to allow one parking space for every 400 feet of business as opposed to one for every 300 square feet. Reducing the amount of impermeable surfaces like parking lots and sidewalks will allow more open space without paving that aids in stormwater runoff. August 29th is the deadline for Whiteville Parks and Rec football and cheerleading signups for ages 7 to 12. See the store on our website for a link or call 910-642-9052 for more. Columbus County Farmers Market is on the road for Saturday. They're going to be at the Veterans Memorial Park instead of at their usual location. The same vendors will be out there. You can also enjoy the park, visit the memorials, take part in the Rockathon, and see the new Veterans Service Center. The park is located at 6354 James B. White Highway south of Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.